Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy draft day as well. It is the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. And a terrific service department that is there for your current vehicle and whatever you need to get things done, they get it done for you. Whether it's diagnostics, state inspection, whatever the case may be, they've got it covered for you in that service department. And a sales staff that's not just there for the sale. They're there to make sure that you get the right car at the right price that's perfect for you and your future. And that's all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Wall-to-wall coverage coming up today as we count down to the beginning of round one tonight of the draft. We got Jerry Dulac from the Steelers Radio Network coming up at 4:06 with the latest from him on the Steelers of what may happen tonight with the Steelers at pick number 20. And then we'll have John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia, at 4:35 today, live from Vegas. So we'll get a very exclusive perspective from him as well, from the draft site itself. And we're going to start things off with the King next half hour with a draft edition of What to Watch For. So we've got a loaded show coming up today. And always want to hear from you, too. 1-800-795-9565. Now, in terms of tonight, I haven't seen anything incredibly noteworthy yet other than the Texans, who have the third pick overall tonight, might be looking to trade back into the top 10. That's according to Adam Schefter. The other pick that the Texans have right now is at number 13. And something maybe to keep a minor eye on tonight, the Giants, to no surprise though, have not exercised the fifth-year option for Daniel Jones. That came down earlier as well. So we'll see what happens there. Of course, we mentioned the Eagles yesterday being rumored to be working the phones trying to move up, which is no surprise with Howie Roseman. Of course, he's got plenty of ammunition. The Eagles have the 15th and 18th pick tonight. And I think it's going to either be for two players. Mentioned yesterday, Thibodeau. And I think that will still be the case. But I have a very big suspicion they're going to get Jameson Williams somehow, some way tonight. I think that might be the... I'm starting to think more and more that might be the guy they get. Because I... For whatever reason, I think Thibodeau is going to go somewhere in the top 10 still. I really don't get how he... I mean, I guess I can depending on what happens. But I don't know why you would let him fall. That a guy that talented on the defensive end. But that's just me. But hey, if the Eagles end up with him, fantastic. I'm pretty open going into this draft if I'm the Eagles. Of course, you'd love to have a guy like Kyle Hamilton. You know, you'd like to have maybe one of the cornerbacks as well. I like Tyler Lindenblom, too, from Iowa. I think you still got to watch out for Jason Kelsey's replacement because I think this actually, for real, might be his final year this year. Devin Lloyd. Jordan Davis is interesting to me. And I know this. I know there's a lot of Steeler fans that would like to see him in black and gold, too. I've always liked him, but Steve's got me worried a little bit, and he's got some points. Because you see there, we have seen him lose some ground in the fourth quarter because he's a big guy. And last year, he had 19.5 sacks in 40... Or, I'm sorry, his entire career was 19.5 tackles for loss in in 40-something games. I think it was 47 games. Those aren't tremendous numbers. Now, in terms of the Eagles, I think he could still fit as a... because of the other depth that the Eagles have at that spot, though they would still need to add to it. But the other thing that worries me about Jordan Davis is he's not a great pass rusher either. So that's interesting. But I think if I'm the Steelers, Steve, I'm not going quarterback, though. I think it's a mistake for the Steelers to get a quarterback tonight, but I still think that might happen. So we'll see. Going to be fun tonight. We'll find out what happens.
Is there something going on tonight?
A few things, in fact. There's this thing called the draft. And, the Sixers have Game 6 tonight, too.
Which, of course, leads to Game 7. All right, so...
Correct. That's exactly right.
I'm just kidding. We'll see. Let's see. What do we have? Tomorrow, by the way, we'll have Nate Bauer, Ryan Snyder, and Scott Spinelli. Great job by you setting the whole thing up.
Oh, thank you.
The interesting part about the draft is that you get the feeling this is not a sexy draft, okay? Because, you know, last year, for example, you had Trevor Lawrence and you had Zach Wilson. You had a lot of quarterbacks going up front. In the past, you had a running back that was really good up front. Running backs aren't in vogue in the NFL anymore. They help you win, but they're not in vogue in terms of being picked. And this is a draft of a lot of offensive linemen, a lot of defensive linemen. Maybe a guy like Kyle Hamilton, something like that. You've got all that. And this is not a draft that I think changes your team. So let's look at Jacksonville. They pick first. Is that first pick going to change their team? Say they go with Walker. They're going to change their team? It'll make them better, but it won't change them. They're not going to be a playoff team instantly. The Detroit Lions, say they take Thibodeau or Hutchinson. Is that going to change their team and put them in the playoffs? No. The Eagles have two picks. Those two picks aren't going to change their fortunes. Matt thinks they will, but they won't. It's just that not that kind of draft. It's a draft that can make you better, but I don't think it's a draft that potentially changes the standings. How about that? You thoroughly disagree. You think this is the moment.
Well, I don't want to say I thoroughly disagree because I feel that way about all the quarterbacks, but...
I feel that way about every position out there. This isn't a draft that changes your...
I don't. The positions that I'm excited about most that I think you can make an impact, have a better chance of making an impact than other positions, are safety, linebacker, and defensive line, and some offensive linemen, like a Tyler Lindenblom. But other than that, I agree.
Well, Lindenblom doesn't change you either. I mean, he makes you better, but he doesn't change, like, oh my goodness. Like, you get, I mean, I know that Jacksonville wasn't very good last year. I got it. But long term, Trevor Lawrence changed the team. The one thing that they needed, they got. They got a franchise quarterback. He changed the team. I felt last year, and maybe I've been the first 10 picks of the draft, but Devontae Smith helped change the Eagles' offense. Micah Parsons changed the Dallas Cowboys' defense and changed some stuff up for these teams. That, I think this draft, when you draft somebody, it will make you better, but it's not going to instantly change the fortunes of the franchise. Atlanta is not going anywhere. Yet they pick, what, eighth? And they'll get a pick that will make them better, but it's not going to change their fortunes. Carolina's picking sixth. It probably is not going to change their fortunes. But they'll get a really good player, though, that will help them and will make them better. But is it going to transform them into a playoff team? I mean, will the Eagles make a pick that makes them the division champion? No. And I don't know what the Steelers are going to do. And the Steelers have to go offense, because I think they've done a really good job of building defense.
Yeah, I think they need to go receiver here in the first round. And like I said before, I think trying to go for a quarterback now is a mistake.
Well, it's got to be the right quarterback, and I don't think the right quarterback's in this draft. But that's me. I just don't see a next-level guy. And, you know, like, Malik Willis can play at the next level, and Kenny Pickett can play at the next level. But you don't feel like they're transforming the fortunes of a franchise where they go. I may be completely wrong once they get a chance to play. You know, the Eagles will be on the clock twice tonight, which means you'll be pacing your brains out.
That'll be starting at 7 o'clock tonight with the Sixers. Let's get that straight. This is a very momentous night for me.
Yeah. Gee, I see they broke into Kevin's office. Did you see that picture?
No.
Oh. Ask Mertzi about it. Whoa. There's some weird stuff in there.
Oh, my almighty!
Do I want to know?
I'm not so sure.
I didn't think so.
No, I'm not so sure you want to know. I all I know is that was scary.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Because I went up to the suit once a little while ago, and I said, can I talk to you about something about you for a moment? He goes, oh, great, me, my favorite subject. We'll come back with more in a moment as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections? Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
So round one of the NFL draft is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. local time, but we are under what's called a red flag warning from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., which means strong winds, 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour, as well as low humidity. Well, the stage where the NFL draft is set to begin is under the high roller observation wheel at the link, so it's outdoors. It's uncovered, but what I can tell you, this is the important part, is regardless of what happens weather-wise tonight, the show will go on. The NFL always has contingency plans. Ken Fiore, the NFL executive, is actually going to be posted up at the Caesars Forum. He's the one in contact with clubs. So if for some reason there's an evacuation situation, the clubs will continue. The picks will continue. I'm told there's actually, Peter, a separate room inside the Caesars Forum where Roger Goodell, if we have to get him off the stage, can go to the small room, continue announcing picks on TV, and the players who are in the green room over there, too, would be able to go get their photo and their hug. Just not quite in as big of a setting as we're used to.
When you have 24 hours to kill, you do irrelevant stuff. Who cares? I don't care where they do the pick.
I want to see it on the Fountains tonight.
Oh, I could care less. Have you ever seen it?
No, I need to get to Vegas.
Oh, it's really you'd be dangerous. The Fountains of the Bellagio are fabulous, but you're picking players here, okay? So yeah, there's a lot of theatrics that go with it. In the end, I mean, it's like, where do you go? I really don't care about high wind warnings. Do you?
Well, it's going to affect the way the draft is, and yeah.
What do you think? Because of high wind warnings, the Eagles are going to pick like an FCS player? What?
No, I mean, it's not going to affect the picks. I just like the theatrics.
That's all
of it.
The picks are all that matter, okay? It's not a show, okay? It's the picks. Ooh, goody. It's like, hey, great, they're going across on a boat. Hey, okay, great. It's the same guy they would have picked if he walked up on stage.
My Uncle Mac lives in Vegas, and he is going tonight.
Oh, good. I hope he enjoys it. It's amazing, the NFL 15 years ago in Vegas, if you mentioned a point spread in the air, everybody got a call. Now it's like, hey, we're here, and we're going to have a Super Bowl, too. Hey, they can't embrace Vegas enough now. My, how times have changed.
Yeah, I texted him if he was going, and then he just sends me a picture of his ticket. I'm like, oh, wow, you're actually going to go. Sweet.
How much was the ticket?
That he didn't say. I don't know. I'll be curious myself.
It's the draft. It should be free. I mean, you have to pay to go watch a person bring a card up? Really?
Yeah, I'll have to ask him. I don't know.
I mean, this thing has as much action in it as Allen Iverson at a practice.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. had a great service department. Routine inspections, diagnostics, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the king.
Hey, baby, what up?
King, happy draft day.
Oh, whoopee. Hey, did you go to the memorial?
I did. I saw everybody yesterday.
Good.
So I saw, let's see, Aunt Helen and her husband, Walt.
Yep.
I saw Karen and Don Moretti, our cousin,
really?
Karen. Ann was there, Emerson's wife.
Wow, I thought she was back in Ireland.
No, she lives in Skinny Atlas up near Syracuse. I saw most of the Joneses that live up in Bradford County, up in Warren Center, Laraysville.
Yep.
The cousin Norman, who was in the World Trade Center when it was
yep.
hit, he was
I
he
talked
was
to
there.
Him once.
Oh wow!
Fascinating
yeah.
talk with
yeah.
him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he got out of the World Trade Center.
Yeah,
that's a bit. Well,
the plane
yeah,
hit
he
it.
Did.
Oof.
Yeah, when the yeah, he got out that day.
Yep.
And let's see, I mentioned Helen and Walt, our Uncle Dwayne and our cousin Robbie was there.
Oh, really?
So,
I talked
so, yeah.
to them a couple times in the last
yeah.
couple months. So.
Yeah, no, so I got to see everybody, and it was interesting. I mean, I mentioned this yesterday, my father's cousin, Phil Jones Jr., passed away at the age of 99. He lived here in State College. So yesterday would have been his 100th birthday, so they picked yesterday for the day to lay him to rest. And, you know, I didn't see him that often. You know, I ran into him at Giant a couple times. I ran into him at Walmart a couple times. I actually went over the house a couple times. But this is a guy who served in World War II. In the Army, was at Normandy, okay? Got a Purple Heart, was wounded, and then was in a military hospital in London for a period of time. 4 Bronze Stars.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had, I mean, really quite the life, but it was a man of very, very few words.
Oh, yeah. He was really quiet. I think I met
very
him three
quiet.
Times. I wet his bed so when I was 6. Well, no, it was actually...
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I just have no words. I just have no words.
Yeah, well, I did. Mom was so mad at me. Oh, my God. I had to go, and
why.
I didn't know where to go. So
oh, my almighty!
I was 16.
Yeah. that's what makes it worse.
Let's just move on.
I have no words.
Hopefully he's not rolling in his right. grave right now.
So that's yeah. But yeah, that was yesterday, and I had not seen most of these people, including Aunt Carol. You know how close Dad was with his cousin Russell.
Yeah, well, when Mom
there,
died, they were all at the funeral.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw everybody.
Yeah,
it was 9 years ago.
I talked yeah. about Helen a couple times. So
yeah, yep. So there you go. So now everybody is sitting there going, "I don't care about your family, Steve. Talk about something else."
Why? Well, if it's something different. It's radio. Talk about something different. If sports gets boring sometimes. Well, anyway. Celtics look really good.
Yeah, they're playing very well right now. And getting Williams back, especially before they play Milwaukee, is important because...
Yeah, he can play Giannis.
He can play Giannis. Yeah, he can play Giannis. And that will help. Middleton will not play in the series for Milwaukee. He's hurt. We're going to have Scott Spinelli, former Boston College coach, on the show tomorrow to talk about the playoffs.
Oh, isn't he the voice of the Celtics?
No. Is it Scott Grandy?
No.
Is
well, what's
the
guy you just said? What does he do? Because he was on EEI yesterday.
Scott Spinelli.
Yeah.
He was formerly, he was an assistant coach at BC, then was interim head coach at BC. Right now he's in between that, so he's doing a lot of radio.
Yeah, I heard him on the radio yesterday.
He's great. Good. Great guy. He and I have a lot of laughs when we're on.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's a good good on the radio. No, the Celtics, I was telling Matt, the Celtics got 9 players who play both ends of the court, which is a coach's dream. And they don't have any letdown on offense or defense, you know. And they got the superstar. So they're going to be they're very well coached. That guy can coach. He's reached the team. So
He's done a great job with them. And I'll tell you, Marcus Smart really is, he's not the best player, but he might be the heartbeat of the team.
He's a great defensive player, obviously. He was a defensive player of the year in the NBA. But he had to cool down his three-point shooting. He was taking crazy shots, and he did it, and he started distributing the ball more.
Well, what happens is sometimes a guy will hit a three early, and he may not be the greatest three-point shooter going. And I know when we're broadcasting games, you know, some guy that will be, a 20-something percent three-point shooter hits one. And Dick and I are like, okay, fine. Because now that guy thinks he can hit the shot all night, and you are who you are. I can't believe he ended up 2 of 8. Yeah, well.
Yeah, no, statistics don't lie. It'll come out the same. Very interesting. Very interesting what happened with Brooklyn. But I thought after the first game, even though the Celtics won by 1, I watched most of the games. Hey, there's a reason why the Celtics are a 2 seed and the Nets are a 7 seed. And people are acting like, oh, what an upset this is. No, the Brooklyn's struggled all year, you know.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
And the Celtics have been getting Celtics have the best record in basketball the last couple months. So,
right. The
league is better if teams like the Celtics are they don't necessarily have to win, but are in it.
No, the league is better with the Celtics, the Lakers, the Raptors.
When they're relevant, it's good. No, not the Raptors.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I did that because, Matt, it's the Sixers and the Raptors, and Matt wants the Sixers to win. That's why I said it.
Well, it's the same thing in hockey. I mean, you need your 6 teams, you know? You need at least half of them advancing in the playoffs. Yeah. Man, the Penguins are playing good. They're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, well, although Tristan Jarry, their goalie, is banged up, and that might be an issue. So we'll see. But Crosby's been playing really, really well.
He's good. Crosby's
one of those guys. He's not flashy.
Uh-oh.
And you look at you watch him during the course of the game, and you know he's the best player out there.
He's the hardest worker out there.
And he works hard. He's making plays and all the thing. But he's not flash and dash.
Nope.
And in the end, it's like he's always like steady wins the race, and that's him.
No, they're there every year. We were looking at it today, who the last 10 years Stanley Cup champions. What Penguins got, I think in the last 11 years, the Penguins got 3. You know, that's...
Yeah, they have 3 of them.
Really
they made
good.
The playoff.
I mean, that's a
they
tough cup to win.
They made the playoffs 16 straight times.
Yeah, they're always relevant. They're always, and it's because of him. So, you know.
I just don't understand what your problem was with me saying that it's important for the Raptors to be good. They represent an entire nation.
Yeah, thanks, Drake.
I'm surprised Canada doesn't have more basketball teams. I really am.
Well, you know what? You notice the NHL doesn't expand into Canada.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. And I think part of the reason is that the monetary exchange, because I think right now the Canadian dollar is worth 77 cents of the American dollar. I think it's right around that neighborhood. I mean, Matt, we got all 9 Supreme Court justices yesterday. Now we're doing monetary exchange rates. I mean, what kind of show is this?
What's the ruble?
I mean, come on. I mean, does Lawrence do this? No. We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, draft headlines or any headline. Here we go.
All right, so I'm going to start with the draft for tonight. Now, Mel Kiper, as you told us earlier this week, Steve, is doing the weekend from home because he's not vaccinated.
Yes.
But every time he's been on set, he's always boasted that he's never taken one bathroom break in all the years that he's done the draft. So my question is, now that he's home this year doing the draft, will he take a bathroom break at home during the draft?
You probably have a water bottle next to his chair, a bottle. That's my bet. They're handy.
There you go.
Been there. Have your hip replaced. You'll get a V bottle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's wonderful. You don't have to do anything.
There's a certain theme with you today, King.
Huh?
There's a certain theme with you today.
Yeah, P is. It's always been an issue. So it's worse now. Having a large prostate.
Yeah, maybe
wanna
I should.
Want to know more? I can tell you more.
I think we're way at TMI at this point. Steve, why don't we try something else?
Okay, after shocking everybody by selecting Malik Willis, the Eagles say that Jalen Hurts will at least be the starter for the preseason opener.
Are you looking to kill me? Because you're getting close. I mean, him of all people in this quarterback class.
Oh, God. You're almost too easy to pick on.
You know what? I actually have a bad omen that started tonight that kind of worries me, because I had Mark and Luke ready to go for tonight in their Eagles gear. But Mark pooped through his outfit this morning, like not even 20 minutes after I put it on him.
What are we doing on this show today? Everything's about bathrooms. What are we doing? Oh,
did that inadvertently. God, I didn't even think about that.
I can't get to 5 o'clock fast enough.
And then Luke, I'm trying to do the Eagles chant with him, and he just wants no part of it. So I hope that's not a bad omen for tonight. King, what do you got?
He's not the first. He's not the first Eagles fan to ever do that. All right, go ahead.
I will no longer, if the Giants do not take 2 offensive tackles at 5 and 7, I will not root for them ever again.
Oh,
you cannot have Saquon Barkley in your backfield and not have an offensive line. He can take a game over. You've got 2 enormous human beings from Alabama and Mississippi who can change the Giants' offense completely. Take one at number 5. What's his name? Evan Neal from Alabama, and then from Mississippi, Charles Cross. They should go number 5 and number 7. I don't care which order they go in. Just take them. These guys will change the Giants' offense. Do not get another freaking cornerback. You know, they get Eli Apple and all these freaking guys, and they're gone. So that's mine. Get 2 offensive tackles. No frills. These guys are studs.
My uncle, who's going to be at the draft tonight, King, is exactly with you. So there you go. He lives in Vegas, so he's just going down.
Yeah, that to me, it's a no-brainer. They will be available. Take them. So they will be there for 10 years. And Saquon Barkley can now you're taking your other number one pick and you're utilizing him. Up to now, he's been nothing because they don't have an offensive line. So get him into the secondary and let him break some tackles, and you'll win. He will win you 5 games by himself. So that's it.
There you go. All right, I'm sticking with the draft for this, my next one here. Now, we all know of Marcus Mariota and however he pronounced Tua's last name last year. How many names will Roger Goodell butcher tonight?
Quite a few.
I think there's a couple candidates.
The end of it. I think he drinks while he's doing it.
I wouldn't disagree.
I don't know.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got, Steve?
After taking Matt Corral with their second first-round pick, the Eagles still maintain that Jalen Hurts will be their starting quarterback for the opening preseason game, at least.
All right, and then I'll be downing the Motrin by then, because the Sixers will probably be losing by 20.
Hey, we got to give kudos to the NFL, though. They do it right, you know? When's the Major League Baseball draft? You know, who cares? The NHL draft is okay, you know. The NBA draft is okay. But the NFL, they know how to do it. This has turned into like a holiday, you know. It's pretty cool what they've done. So they seem to make the right moves.
And by the way, kudos to ESPN. They've got tape on 500 different guys ready to go tonight. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good watch, you know. You can't wait to see it, and that's good for them. I mean, that's taking your brand and making it better, and they've shown willingness to change rules. And if they change a rule and it didn't work, then they try something else. It's to try and make their game better. So we make fun of Goodell, but they do things right. Most of the time, so.
Yeah.
Why they're the best.
All right, King, you got another one?
I had something here. Let's see. This is kind of a mix between Boston and Pittsburgh. What else is John Henry going to buy? John Henry, he is the owner of the Boston Red Sox. He bought a soccer team in England. He bought the Pittsburgh Penguins. And now he is the highest property owner on Nantucket Island in Cape Cod. He bought a $33 million home in Nantucket. So it's great to be John Henry.
Not bad.
Yeah.
He really, really is hated by Boston, so because he bought the Pittsburgh Penguins. And he let LeBron James be a partner with the Red Sox. Yeah. So.
Right.
I like the guy. The Red Sox hadn't won a World Series since 1918, and John Henry come along and they won. So they won four of them. He's good. Hate the team, but I like John Henry. He sits there with his cowboy hat and plays on his computer. And you're like, wow, the dude's making money while he's watching the game. So,
Well, at least he's not the Sixers owner who buys the stock in one of the team of the of the rival of the team that you own a building with.
So, what's your next headline?
Oh, for me? Oh, this is last one. Now, not surprising, but I just laughed when I saw this latest ESPN.com headline. Tiger Woods practices at site of PGA Championship. Cool. How about Tiger gets a burger at the site of the PGA Championship's clubhouse? Tiger catches a movie at site of PGA Championship. Enough.
Yeah.
You know,
and my last one is
hurt as bad as people thought he was, you know.
And my last one is in the second round, the Sixers Eagles maintain that Jalen Hurts will still be the starter at least for the opener in the preseason because the Eagles pick Kenny Pickett.
He's actually my favorite quarterback out of this class, but I'm going to go fill up my Motrin now before we even start this.
I wonder where Pickett's going to go.
There's two drafts. There's the draft, and there's the quarterback draft. And sometimes when one gets picked early, it starts a run.